Hi, Margot Kingston here, and I'm about to interview Ray Kingston, the man with the beard, a generational farmer in Mallee, really big seat, the biggest in Victoria. And he's running a what you'd have to call a long shot campaign in Mallee. So sit back and have a listen to Ray Kingston. Hi Ray, it's Margot Kingston here, and you're Ray Kingston, and just like to make it clear that we're no relation. How are you?
Good, thank you. At least not as far as I know anyway, yeah.
Okay Ray, now I've had a look at this seat. It's the biggest seat in Victoria. It's absolutely huge. It's a rural seat, and the sitting member, Andrew Broad, got 64% primary and 71% two-party preferred. So, mate, why have you put your head above the parapet and had a go at this, long, hard climb?
It is, the size of the seat is massive, and it's also a very, the regional centres are right around the edges too. So it's really challenging to get around, but that applies equally to everyone, I suppose. But yeah, I wouldn't be running if I didn't think there was a chance. This was never going to be a, let's try and drag a bit of attention to a couple of issues. I did a lot of time on the phone talking to people I judged to be fairly well connected and potentially influential before I decided to run. And enough of them thought it was possible. And we sort of looked long and hard at it and decided that, yeah, that it was, I'm not pretending it's going to be straightforward, but it was certainly winnable for an independent.
Okay, so give us an idea about your background, your ties to the seat and your history in the seat of Mallee.
Okay, so I grew up on a farm just south of Rapanit, which is a small town, about 300 people, in the sort of central southern part of the seat of Mallee, most kind of closely adjacent the big town of Horsham, which is kind of one of the four big towns. And I was away from that farm for a few years in Melbourne, but I returned in sort of late 20s, and then a year or two after that, found myself in local government. I guess a kind of realization of what a strong thing community was in dealing with various challenges was how I ended up in council. You sort of start thinking about the future when you got kids. And I was 8 years on the Arianbank Shire Council. I finished up with that a few years ago. I spent my last year as mayor, and the big project that year was getting the Silo Art Trail off the ground, which was a really great good news story for rural Australia, I think.
So you're still a young man. How old are you, Ray?
I always forget. I think I'm 42.
Oh, so you're a millennial.
Is that what it makes me?
So the millennials are standing up, are they? You're either a millennial or an X. I never quite know.
I think I'm an X. I've always thought I was later day X, but I don't pay much attention to that stuff, I must admit.
Okay, well, I'll call you Australia's Beto O'Rourke then. So the seat has been a subject of controversy in the last few months. The sitting National Party member, Andrew Broad, has become known as Andrew Sugar Baby Broad. What sort of impact has that scandal had on the seat?
So when we first conceived of running this campaign, it was specifically against Andrew. And obviously that's changed pretty dramatically. It has certainly been one of many things that has added to levels of people being very jaded with the National Party. The observation I'd make in particular about that is that it actually hurt a lot of people. There's a lot of people who identified quite strongly with the National Party and Andrew and felt like that was kind of part of their identity. And I've actually spoken to quite a few people who feel quite hurt by that, you know, as personally. Mm. I've handed out the how to vote cards or whatever it is that kind of put their reputation on the line, they feel. And yeah, that's kind of a sad little by story of this, yes, yeah.
And more generally, there's been a lot of talk about country people rusting off. There was the recent New South Wales election where rural seats, showed that they were very unhappy with the Nats. What's the general vibe about the Nats in the rural seat you're standing in?
Oh, look, I don't think people are as white hot angry here as they were in the state election just over the river. That would be my assessment. But they're very jaded, I guess that general feeling that actually no one's looking after us. In theory, they were the ones who were supposed to be looking after us, and we knew no one else cared. But turns out even they're not looking after us would be probably a reason why of summing it up.
Now in the seat, as I understand it, there are three quality independent standing, which is at first blush, you know, you think, whoa, you know, it's a long, hard climb. Why would three stand? Why wouldn't everyone get together behind one? Is there conversations happening between the three independents about very tight preference flows, trying to give the, you know, the best man or woman the best chance?
Not in that kind of hard preference conversation sense. I've met both of the other candidates, and I think I'd like to think we share a kind of a general vision that it makes sense to not be bashing each other up in the media, and it makes sense to preference each other. But no, there's no hard agreement between us, or you know, grander strategizing between us. No, we're running our own campaigns.
So, what's your pitch, Ray? Why should the good people of Mallee say, "Well, let's have a go at an independent this time"?
Well, there's two ways of answering that. One is sadly a pretty negative one. Is that it's pretty hard to see how anything's going to change whatsoever. In, you know, by every poll says the Labor Party is going to win this election fairly easily. It's hard to see how a new member of the National Party, which is demonstrated itself pretty dysfunctional anyway, is going to have any clout at all in the next government. And that's kind of the negative way. I guess the more positive outcome is more along the lines of, we've actually seen independents getting runs on the board around Australia. It's not some sort of mystery, maybe this works thing. It actually does work. That's been demonstrated. And for me personally, I guess I feel like I happen to have been mayor of a council that sits right in the middle of all this, both geographically. And in that time, I'd like to think I built a pretty strong reputation for, you know, one of the poorest councils in Victoria and one of the biggest road networks. It's not a position, obvious position of power, but I'd like to think I found ways to get things done. And the Siloat Trail is the most obvious one, but there's other examples of that too.
So in such a big electorate, trying to get attention and trying to chat to people, how are you running your campaign, and what sort of support have you got in the community? What sort of volunteer levels have you got to try and spread that message?
So obviously my stronger networks are closer to home. But I guess there's probably other networks I'm leaning on too, but particularly my history in local government. In this part of the world, there's actually really strong cultures of local government working together, probably more so than any other, certainly any other part of Victoria, maybe any other part of Australia. So I actually have pretty good networks across the region before all this. And then I guess it's been a matter of finding people that have got connections to extend those networks. So that's, you know, been easier in some areas than others. For example, Swan Hill is perceived as a bit of a National Party bastion, but we'll keep chipping away there. But yeah, I would like to think we'll do a pretty good job of manning the 80-odd booths on election day, for example, which is a lot of booths.
That's a lot of booths. Now, you know, no fibs. Has endorsed your candidacy, obviously, and part of the reason we've done so is that we really want to support independents who want to put climate change on the agenda. So can you outline your approach to tackling climate change from a rural perspective?
Yeah, look, I suppose my connection to climate change in terms of what I think I'm useful to do politically is pretty close to my background as a farmer, is pretty close to being part of a region I see as really vulnerable. So it's quite a lot about here. And that's partly, I guess, part of a broader sense that no matter what sort of policy we're talking about, we basically always get ignored in this part of the world. So I feel like my responsibility in this it's pretty obvious that Australia has spoken that they want climate action. And I would argue that despite the way the Nationals have caused us to be perceived in this part of the world, it's actually pretty obvious that this part of the world wants climate action too. For me, I think my role in that is to make that action useful to this part of the world. So it to be good ways it engages with the farming community, whether that be around carbon farming initiatives or freeing up. You know, there's farmers around who are very much thinking about, well, one way I could drought-proof this show is by putting 30 or 40 acres of solar panels on my least productive land. So to me, the landholders are a really important part of this conversation, and I think that it's important for me to try and drive the conversation in that direction. And I guess secondly, I suppose it's around vulnerabilities in this part of the world, i.e. it's pretty hot and dry already, and how that overlays on future of water here, how that overlays on all sorts of health and infrastructure. That's kind of my connection and all the value I see me playing in a climate change conversation nationally.
Ray, could you tell me your website address so that people can volunteer and hopefully donate? I mean, to me, what you're doing is huge, just trying to force the National Party candidate to have a conversation about issues that they don't really want to have a conversation about. So what's your website address and what are you looking for at the moment in terms of support?
So the website address is raykingston.com.au. I probably should be able to remember. and there is a section on that as how can you support. And the obvious ones is, yes, sign up to the mailing list. There will be intermittent requests come out via that for the simple stuff, which is you know, manning polling booths, but also finding opportunities into different networks I may not have accessed yet, that sort of thing. And yeah, absolutely, we're still chasing money too. We've had a lot of generous donations, but what we spend money on in the next month will certainly have an impact on this election outcome, and how much we've got is obviously a big part of that. Yeah.
So my last question, one of the reasons that, you know, we're supporting you is to force a conversation in the electorate. Now, are there candidates, forums or debates planned for the electorate, and is the National Party candidate prepared to engage with the community by appearing at those debates?
So as it happens, I'm at one Thursday night in Mildura that I'm still not sure whether it's going to be a big show or not. I'm unclear about what sort of numbers will be attracted to the conversation. It's aimed it's by an organisation, I think an international organisation, Climate 350 or something along those lines. And I admit to being a little bit surprised to seeing Anne Webster's name on the list of attendees. I thought they might have dodged that one, the National Party.
Yeah, that's thrilling. A good honour.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Any chance that would be live streamed, Ray? Because I noticed you live streamed your launch, which was just fantastic.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. That went really well. It was a good, fun thing to do. I don't know the people running that forum by a long shot. I could probably find your contact though off air, and I don't know what they're planning. They may plan to stream it. I'm honestly not sure.
All right. Thank you very much for finding time to talk with me, Ray, and really good luck. I mean, wow, it's just a big thing you're doing, and good on you.
Thank you. Hey, there'll be a number of candidates. I should have said before too. There will be, I suspect, more candidate forums than there's probably ever been before. I'm already signed up for a couple, and I'm hearing about a number of others. There'll be more than there's probably ever been, organised by all sorts of different groups, local government, farmers, this climate crowd. So that's, I think, really positive in itself. But yeah, definitely more interest in this election just based on that evidence alone.
That is totally brilliant. And that's all anyone wants is genuine conversation in the safest seats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, and I better get to the next thing, I suppose.